Welcome back to another edition of Every Step of the Way Bible Study Discussion Group. A little more information about us. We're more of a discussion forum, a group of brothers that get together every Tuesday and talk about the gospel, share the gospel, share scriptures, and we tie it in with real life situations and try to make it plain and hopefully everybody can relate to it and we try to just bounce things off each other and make it make sense to the average man or even a seasoned person in the word. So hopefully you enjoy it.
It's the group discussion everyone wants more of. The type of conversation people want to be a part of. We share the gospel, scriptures, and we talk real life situations. You've heard us and followed us on Facebook Live. Now you can watch us right here on the Vision Live Network. The wait is over. It's now time for the Hour of Truth. Welcome to the Every Step of the Way Bible Discussion Podcast. The real starts now.
Last week, after we got off with Mr. Charles there.
Yeah.
Boy, I believe Satan came in at me with both barrels of Uzi and a tank, boy. Hitting me on all sides as a dad, as a husband. I'm like, good Lord. Said them storms came sure enough a rolling. But hey, I was able to surprise my wife with her 60th birthday, so it went all that turned out real well.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Rick, what's up, cuzzo?
Nothing.
Good. Oh man, Josh talked yesterday for a second, man. And he just reminded me of what life looks like as being a part of this group. I mean, it's a real thing, man. When you collectively try to spread the word of the Lord, man, it's just not going to be, especially when it's inside of your heart. The enemy hates that.
Right.
I mean, he really do. And so some of the things that we experience, man, it's direct results of that. And so let's jump into this thing, man. This weekend, man, my daughter came down. I got a chance to spend some time with her this weekend. I hadn't really been doing a great job of that. Just my flawed way of thinking. She just graduated from high school. I'm thinking I'm letting her get her feet wet. And so, but just, we was watching this movie. Most of you have seen it. Evan Almighty.
Okay.
With Morgan Freeman.
Right.
And we was just sitting there watching and just chilling, eating our snacks. And Morgan Freeman, his character, asked the guy, he posed this question to this guy. And the question is, let me ask you something. If someone prays for patience, you think God gives them patience or does he give them the opportunity to be patient? The second question he asked him, if he prayed for courage, does God give him courage or does he give him the opportunity to be courageous?
Okay.
The third question is, if someone prayed for the family to be closer, do you think God zaps them with warm, fuzzy feelings, or does he give them the opportunity to love each other?
Yeah, I guess I'm not. I can answer that one.
And man, it's crazy watching that movie, man. And I'm just sitting there, man, and then just got into some thoughts, man. And then I came up across, according to scripture, patience is a virtue and a fruit of the spirit, a sign of someone who trusts in God. According to 1 Samuel, lacking of patience can cause you to miss blessings. Being patient is a vital part of trusting in God, as our life circumstances are not always what we prefer. And man, I just thought that would be really good for us to dive into, like, what does patience and impatience look like to you guys? I know for me, my thought process and decision making starts to determine how patient I am. I can say I turned some over to God, but the next day, my thought on that and how I deal with it affects it affects the outcome. If God said, "Hey, I got this," well, God, it today looked like I thought it was going to look like. Let me move just a little bit. Let me help you a little bit. Somebody give me, what does patient or impatient looks like to you?
To me, is when God is quiet. To me, is when God is quiet in my life.
Mm-hmm. Like, I like that.
You got the, you work in your faith muscles. You have to continue just keep your eye on Him, because if He always answering your prayers right then and there when you want it, you just gonna go to Him just to. You're not going to Him out of your heart. You're just going to Him because you want something. It's just a need.
Yeah. Right. I got it. It's a lot of, I didn't realize that patience was used so much. And I think faith is a huge component that we don't talk about as much as we should in terms of faith. But Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." And when I look back, so many things, I think when I say here the giving up part, when I get frustrated because it doesn't happen on my terms.
Right.
And so many things that didn't go well for me, it was a byproduct of that scripture right there. Hey, God said, hey, I had it, but you didn't stay the course. When you give up, you can't get to the finish line. It's impossible when you give up.
I'm going to jump in there, Todd. I'm going to explain it from my perspective. Patience for me came when I get to a point where I don't care about the circumstance.
I like that.
My patience came when I feel like it's up to God and there is no need for me to worry one way or the other because the outcome is going to be what God wanted to be. But my job is to stay in the Word. My job is to keep seeking. And seeking, I became patient because I didn't care about the circumstance.
That's good. I like that. So why is it that when we know how awesome and how great He is and what the Word says, the struggle to be patient is so great?
Well, you know, to me, patience is different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have less patience in a Walmart than I do in a struggle in my life, if that makes sense to you.
Oh, yeah.
Zero patience in a Walmart line. But if I'm going through something, I have a tendency to be more patient. I can handle adversity. I can't handle ignorance. If that makes sense to you.
I understand. I can go through something
and, you know, I've been trained to get through that, so I can be patient with that. But I can't be patient in a Walmart line when I feel like they should have more lanes.
Right.
You know, people are coming. So God has to work on me with that because everything is not going to think the way Jerome thinks.
Right.
But I walk into a Walmart and it's full and you got all these employees walking around. And I get impatient with them. But what Todd is talking about tonight, we supposed to be even patient in those scenarios.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And how often, that's good, Jerome. And I just thought about this, you know, I'm big on the light, right? How many times have our impatience affected because a lot of times people are watching us that we don't even realize that are watching us, right? Especially now since, hey, you guys, I see you guys on Tuesday. How often, I think Glenn talked about it in traffic a lot, or some one of you other guys mentioned it a lot, how we just pop really quick.
Yeah.
But how often do we have our nieces or nephews or cousin or friend or someone in the car with us or just with us and boom, back to you. Like how often have our patience affected our light or our ability to minister the words to someone just that, like in an instance?
Well, I can tell you from myself, by me not being patient in my relationship, it caused me some issues.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
The relationship that I have, because I was impatient. And when I should have waited on God, I didn't. And so it caused me some issues. I'm just talking about myself. I mean, you know, there was times when I was trying to, and also being patient with the other person, you know, waiting on them, I got impatient, you know, because I thought maybe they should be moving a little bit quicker. But see,
right.
But see, it's not up to me. It's up to God. See, God moved people at different times. So you got to have patience with that. You know, and I can kind of relate to what Jerome was saying about, you know, you look out there, you know, you in line, and all these people in line, you got 3-4 cash registers open. And they, you know, where the rest of people at, you know?
Right, right.
You know, you know, and then of course, in anything in life, you got to be patient. You know, you got to be patient with your family. You got to be patient with your loved ones. You got to be patient with people. You got to be patient on your job, because if you make hasty decisions and you're not patient, it's going to cause you some issues.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you can damage your relationship with your children.
Lord.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes it can leave long-lasting effects because of that.
Right.
Because you want them to be at a certain point in life where they are not just there yet. And you lose patience with them. And sometimes you can display that. Remember, the people in your household can display that a lot of times, even inadvertently, when you're expressing something.
That's good, friend.
Hey, have anybody ever thought that when we're impatient, Todd brought up the impatience, it could be saving our lives? Like, for instance, I'm rushing to get out of Walmart, but being in Walmart in a line could be God's way of saying, hey, I don't want Jerome to run into this accident that might happen down the road.
There you go. Yeah.
That's good, Jay.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, Jay. That's good.
Yeah. That's good, Jay.
That's super good, super good. Cause that a lot of times we don't think about that, but then when we get down the road, we be like, "I'd have been in that wreck right there."
Yeah, right. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good, Doc. That's good. That's good. And in sports,
right there,
yeah. And in sports, you have to be patient. It teaches you patience, especially in baseball when the coach tells you to wait on your pitch. And he's throwing you everything but your pitch, and you trying to swing. Or in football, when you cut the route short, and the quarterback throw the ball at a post or a slant, and hey, you just cutting it off 10 yards early, and now you got an interception. I mean, patience has to be in every part of our life. You can't never have enough bathroom, because sooner or later, we're all going to be full. I mean, it's just every part of our life, if we look at it, it's going to teach you one way or another. They'll be in Walmart, and as soon as they walk in, the first thing they holler is, "Why don't y'all open up some more cash register?" I just thought that, because I know it's going to happen. It don't matter how many registers they got, it's still going to happen. I mean, but it teaches them. And patience is a good thing. Like it says, a virtue. And as we grow, just think about this. When we first got saved, the Lord would answer and bless us like that. Every time you turn around, he was warning you so. And then it got slower and slower and slower. He didn't come right then, as Jonathan was saying. He didn't show up on the spot just to win your love. He made you go through it a little bit, let you grow and grow, and your patience should grow. But it's a beautiful thing, but it don't always feel good, but it's a beautiful thing.
That's good. That's good. I was thinking, and I might, this might be a far off, but the scripture is about God's thoughts are not our thoughts.
Amen.
The ability to be patient, to me, separates that. We don't have, like, you know what I mean? Nowhere near, we don't have the capacity to be as patient with God in the term as God is with us, if that makes sense. Yeah. I know that just it's been in my head like all day. You know, his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ability to think is not our ability to think, because we're so selfish in nature and all those things, and we want everything right now. We don't understand that the plan that he has for our life. And whatever that plan is, patience, like I said, is a virtue. Romans 8 and 25 says, "But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience.
Right.
Like, man, I've been such a go person all my life. I'm really getting to a place where I'm fighting against it, and I can slow down a little bit because my body is slowing down. But I don't think my mind has. I really do. I struggle with, hey, I see something. I know how to get there. If I know how to get there, no shortcuts. And but God says a lot of times, hey, I want you to go that way, Todd, for a reason. There's something over there. But I always see the goal and the target, and I go there, and I miss a lot of things because I chose my route. Because, okay, thank you I see it, and I don't need you now. I can get there on my own, if that makes any sense. Brother Charles, give me something. I see you got I see that little hamster over there. I see him twerking, hanging off the cage.
I'm y'all talking about me. Because we went out to eat this afternoon right before the call, and we wasn't in a hurry. I was in the far right-hand lane, just taking my time and backing off people to have some room. And with me backing off, somebody cut right in front of me. I said, are you serious? I said, okay, I'm good. Then I backed off that first. Then lo and behold, another joker turned. Pull right in. I said, okay, what you trying to tell me? Because my first reaction was out of that flip. Then we kept on going, and there were four people that cut in front of me. And I said, okay, Lord, now you trying to tell me something today. And I said, yeah, Todd talking about patience. I'm having to have patience, not trying to go off and act retarded. And I had to catch myself and pray that we all make it safe. And I mean, I'm just listening at you guys. But you know, the good part, well, one part is society has taught us, it kind of led us in the way of being impatient.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything that we deal with is basically instant.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to, for me, for Charles, I try to put God on that same plane that I'm dealing with everything now, quick, instant, and fast. But yet, at the same time, that sets me up for whenever I do have to pursue God in a certain area, it'll take patience and time. I struggle sometimes looking, so when I pray, it's supposed to come at, you know, the prayer of the righteous availeth much, that's what the word says. I'm looking for it to come, boom, now. But I'm having to learn whenever I'm operating in patience, or when we operating in patience, that's developing a stronger relationship with God, because doing whatever circumstance you in, because you depended upon him more and you believe that he is going to come through for whatever need he has to meet. And I think that patience is a good thing for us as a believer to help us develop our relationship with Christ.
Right. How many times have you heard the voice inside of your spirit if you were in the everyday hustle and bustle? It's very hard to hear anything that God is trying to say to us, and if we all over the place, sometimes things are stopped to get a point across. Just recently, man, a couple of days ago, I've been shown some things that the Lord spoke to me through Jerome. I thought I received it, but for some reason, I think he wanted to drive it home. And where I'm at right now is those things that what we discussed. Go ahead, Prentice. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you know, if you think about, you talking about patience and impatience and relating everything back to Jesus. I mean, just think about it when he was standing in the courtyard. What if he decided that he's had enough? I can't wait for this no longer.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not standing here and let these people spit on me, call me all these names. That 12 legion I got in my back pocket, we finna call them now, and then we go to dismiss with this.
Yes.
Right. You know, and all the trials and things that Jesus went through just on his walk. Think about at any point, if anybody had a right to say, I'm done. I'm not taking this with you.
Right.
You know, it was him. And we mentioned the smallest little things sometimes set us off, but then there are big things in our lives. It's like medical issues. I mean, we got health issues going on, and God tell us, wait, I got you. You can't rush your healing.
Amen.
And Dr. Teddy, it takes you 6 weeks. You trying to get healed in two. It don't work like that.
Right.
You know, same thing. You have to take time to heal.
I was talking to this guy, little young fella. I guess I mentor him. He calls me a lot and stuff, and he comes to some of my games. I showed him, he always talking about how strong I look. And so I showed him a picture. Jerome, you remember the Prosperity Pirates?
Prosperity Pirates, yes, sir.
I showed him that picture, right? And he's like, oh, man, that's cool. And he was looking like, what's the point? I say, you see the difference? I say, that's me too. I say, that's me too. I wasn't 240. I was about 140. And my point was that it takes time to get to this. I probably couldn't bench press 100 pounds on that picture. Now I probably can do close to four. Patience over time. I can't think of a lot of things that done happened in my life where it just, boom, there is yours. It seems that way, but everything that happens in our life is part of God's plan. Mm-hmm. But when we have patience, we receive it that way, and we're less frustrated when we function from a place of patience.
Hey, y'all know what we do. So I'm going to shake up the game a little bit so that we can get debatable. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
But I have never saw in the Bible where it says patience is a virtue. People use that term a lot, but I have never, ever read a scripture that said patience is a virtue.
Brother Rob, I see you rocking.
Yeah. I get that scripture for you, brother. But
I
don't know if it's in there, but I think it definitely is a virtue because
it's implied. But there are heavenly virtue that God specifies in the Bible.
Right,
was not one of them.
Right, that's true. That's true.
Mm.
I think they use virtue out of context in that area.
But maybe Brother Rob are gonna teach me something tonight.
Maybe. But don't let that stop. Don't let that stop the discussion.
I know it's a strong thing in terms. And first we need to actually see exactly what virtue is deemed as.
Yeah, you know, I've seen patience being used as a fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
So I want these guys that you know, really scholars in the Bible better than I am, to show me a scripture where it actually specifies that patience is a virtue. You know, I do a lot of reading, I'm studying, I'm deep. But I've done a study on that, and I have never seen the word virtue being applied to patience as a virtue. I've seen it as a fruit of the Spirit. So unless we're saying fruit of the Spirit is virtue, then I just haven't seen it. That's all I'm saying.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. What you got, Brother Rob? Brother Joy, what you got?
Man, I'm pondering.
Okay. Brother Dakota, what you got on that, Brother Dakota?
Same thing. I'm with you, Brother Jerome.
Brother Dakota can't find out you got a mouthful of skins.
See, you know, we take generations. We take what people have told us and we apply it to the Bible. It might not necessarily be in the Bible. It not, it may not be a word. It could be something that somebody going into a deeper meaning and coming out with a virtue. But when we use the phrase according to scripture, we got to be real about what the scriptures actually says. So the scripture says it is one of the fruits of the spirit, but I just never heard it says that patience is a virtue. So somebody can school me on that. I don't have a problem with that.
I'm gonna go to the definition of virtue. Because to me, virtue is a necessity, and it definitely is a necessity. I think this whole walk actually can be defined with patience.
See, to me, when you like, if you're gonna classify it as a fruit of the spirit, then that's how we should live. But if you're gonna classify it as a virtue, then that should be something like, then God give it to you. Patience, he gives patience to you just like he gives you the gift of healing. Are we applying to it that way? We're debatable. That's what we're all about. So let's talk about it. Is it really a apprentice? Is it a virtue? Patience? Is it a word in the Bible that implies that it's a virtue? Or is it somebody that took a deeper meaning and applied it to virtue to make, because it sounds good?
Okay, here we go. Here we go. The biblical definition of virtue is conformity of life and conduct with the principles of morality.
More excellent.
Mm-hmm. The virtues are thus the practical attitudes and habits adopted in obedience to those principles. With that definition, patience would definitely be one of those. Because we have to practice patience in this walk.
Mm-hmm.
It actually has to be a big part of our walk, not practice. It has to become part of our walk.
Well, see, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that it's not in the Bible. I'm saying it's one of the fruit of the spirit, which is love, joy,
right,
and all those things.
Yes.
So it is a part of, when it's fruit of the spirit, it is part of the walk.
Okay, I'm with you.
I'm challenging patience as a virtue in the word of God. That's all I'm saying.
Listen,
right.
Yeah, listen to this. Having said that, the exact words, patience is a virtue, is not in the Bible. It is an idiom used many years ago to illustrate patience as one of the virtues of Christians.
Illustrate patience as one of the virtues of Christian. That's what he's reading.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I like that.
So basically, it's not a scripture. It's a way that we should imply for it being a Christian. We should.
Correct.
Right.
It's like a characteristic.
A characteristic of being a Christian.
Right. Right. That's good. That's good, Jay.
Part of the fruits of the spirit.
Yeah, because, you know, I heard that a lot of times. I heard, you know, when I was coming up, you know, the elders used to say that to me a lot, you know, when I was a kid coming up. And I can remember that, you know, but I had never seen it as being, you know, a scripture saying that.
Every time I heard it in church, it was always somebody really frustrated. I need, you know, printers know we went to the church. If you didn't go to the bathroom when you came in, you know, you stuck kind of, you can't get up to whatever. And so when I was getting, I need to go to the bathroom, they started saying that, you know, patience is virtue. Hey man, that ain't got nothing to do with my bladder right now.
There you go.
Or for the revivals. Hey man, I'm ready to eat. You know, patience is a virtue, but like, you know, that's like Jerome saying, those are the things that was thrown at us, and people not knowing how it impacted us. I've always heard it, but I never understood the context. I just knew I heard it a lot.
Amen. Amen. And one thing what we have to do, if it's not scripture, we shouldn't be quoting it and saying that the Bible says.
Amen. Right. That's all.
Right.
That. Amen.
Right. Right.
You know.
That's what I was trying to get at.
The one that people say all the time, the race is not given to the swift, but to those that endure. That's not scripture.
Right.
We sing it in songs. We say it all the time. You never hear me say that whether I'm doing Bible study or preach, because that's not scripture. It sounds good,
Right.
Two different scriptures put together as one. Amen. That's not scripture.
Right.
But we, people say that all the time. And that is, that does not go together. That's one from the New Testament and one from the Old Testament put together.
Well said, Dakota. Well said, bro.
That's good stuff. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
I never heard patience as a virtue. It's not in the Bible. That's right. Nope.
I ain't never. Right.
Well, bro,
he's
gonna find me a scripture, so I'm waiting.
Yes. And I'm still looking too, because I heard it so much myself, and I never thought about, and like I said, we study a lot, and we look up a lot of things, and certain things I haven't asked that one, because nobody ever said, well, let's look it up. Patience is a virtue. But as Brother Dakota said, if it's not in there, then we shouldn't be quoting it as it is. Amen. See, that's why this Zoom meeting and this brother's Bible study is so important, because it helps all of us.
Right.
And amen. It helps all of us to grow. And that's a good thing.
Amen.
So, and like always, Brother Jerome said, even to shake something more. Well, he done shook it up again.
I know you're still looking for it. When you find it, call me. I don't care if it's 2-3 in the morning. Call me when you find it, brother.
I got a question for you. I need to know. Second Peter, 1st chapter, verse 5.
I read that. You're right. I see you.
And it says, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue.
Mm-hmm.
And virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. And here Peter, I'm just saying, this is what Charles sees. He kinds, and virtue is this moral excellence. And Peter, virtue to faith. Mm-hmm. And looking at this, it's like the fruit of the Paul's on, he don't describe virtue in that the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians, but here Peter attaches virtue to faith.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, and just Charles now, the virtue is under the umbrella of faith. So you could look at as being part of the fruit of the Spirit. It's under the umbrella of faith. Hello?
Yes. I hear you. James does about the same thing in the first chapter. So James says, in verse 2, he said, 1 and 2.
Hold on, Rob. You got them young people, they slow. James 1:2.
Okay. And it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Mm-hmm.
But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So James relate patience to the trying of your faith. And if you want to be perfect and entire and wanting nothing, then you have to let patience have its perfect work. That means you don't rush. We're talking about impatience, being impatient. But you can't, it's almost impossible to walk this walk without patience.
It is impossible.
Yeah, because in the end, God is not going to move by your tears and fears and things that you do to get his attention. But that's the way James described. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. So faith and patience, as Peter did, so did James.
That's good, Brother Robert.
So what do you think, man?
Now, go back to what Jerome said. And his point was, scripturally, just like Brother Charles just read and I just read, patience is the virtue, it's not in there. So we have to remember that even though we can relate patience and virtue together, that scripturally, it's not in there.
Amen.
So we have to remember that. That's all.
I'm gonna ask this question. I'm gonna try to word it as best as possible. When I read that, it's saying that it's important, right? Uh-huh. Everything that when we mentoring and sharing the gospel, everything that we say, for the most part, is going to be scripturally. But to say that patience is important, I don't think that's off base.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to make sure.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think and what the idea that Jerome brought forth is it's a lot of things we use and say it's in the Bible scripturally.
It's not
it may not be morally wrong that what you're saying, but it may not be scripturally correct either.
That's right.
And so a lot of times people throw stuff out there. And as you see that we are guilty of just following it up and saying, right. Oh, it's in there. I done heard it enough times. It got to be in there somewhere.
Right.
And along those lines too is where we fall into a lot of traditions over the years.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Of religiosity because someone said it, and before we never picked it up and looked for it in detail ourselves.
Right.
Where we never actually applied Bible reading as Bible study. Because you can read the words, and as you know, everybody know when you start reading the Bible and you really want to get into it, you got to study. You just can't read words on page and apply it to your life. Yeah, therefore, you get to a point where a lot of these things like Jerome saying now, or like you guys are saying that, or you just can't tell me anything anymore and expect me to believe
correct.
Not go back and study it out for myself or ask someone else along those lines so that I won't be the man that being led by the blind
man. Like Brother Dakota said, I've learned, one of the things I've learned is how I've had to unlearn so much and then learn it correct, because like Brother Dakota said, I was raised on pieces of scripture, two pieces of scripture, my whole childhood. That for the most part, if you were my age, chances are your grandparents, they probably couldn't read. I mean, that's just the truth.
Right.
You were blessed if your grandparents could read. Let me say that. I ain't gonna say yours, but more than likely they couldn't because of what they came from. And so they would be asleep. They'd hear the scripture. Hallelujah. Go back to sleep and hear that scripture. Well, they got to put something together while they baking and cooking. And so they put those things in us. I'm like, okay, it was gold because grandmama said it. And now as an adult, I'm having to learn, relearn, unlearn, and actually learn what's correct scripturally.
I'm with you, brother, on that. Because there's one more that our old grandparents probably used to say, your parents and auntie, another famous one. Now, I know what the Bible talks about disciplining your children, and it say don't spare the rod for his crying, but never in there does it say spare the rod for the child. No, don't say that. Now, you go to the book of Proverbs, tell me where you see that at.
Right.
It ain't in there. I done look high and low. I ain't never seen spare the rod, spoil the child.
Right.
You got your behind whipped on that scripture alone.
Right.
I got 2,000 off of that script.
Got beat off of it, so it tells you don't spare the rod, spoil the child. That ain't nowhere in there. Right. Not like that.
I'll tell you one that I picked up, and at the time I reckon it sounds good.
that when you're going through these trials and tribulation, it says, you know, I've heard people say, I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain. nowhere, Jesus always says, speak to the mountain, and the mountain would be thy remove and cast it to the sea. He never said climb it. He said talk to it. And for years, man, I'm going up the rough side, but I'm going to get
it. Hey, what kind of mountain is that anyway, Brother Chop?
Okay.
I'm trying to see one that's jagged on one side and smooth.
I ain't never seen a smooth mountain.
Me either.
I mean, I'm climbing the mountain and I slip.
I know what they're implying, but I've never seen a smooth mountain. But I know what they're implying.
Me either. Like it's called a mountain for that. Hey man, it's been a really good night, man. It started out how it started out, man. You know, we talked about patience, and it was definitely tested. It was definitely tested. I ain't had nobody for 10 minutes but Jonathan, but you know, that was all I needed till my brothers came, man. You know,
I found that one number. That one number difference.
It was one number difference. And to me, man, that's symbolic too. A lot of times, man, when we up in a tizzy, it's one little thing. It's one little thing that got the whole house shook up. One little thing, just take a second. Jonathan took a second and found that one number, and boom, here we are, man. So let's get these shout-outs and takeaways from tonight. Brother Jonathan, give me something.
Well, I mean, thank you for that word tonight. I know I needed to learn about patience because some people got microwave patience. Microwave faith. They want everything done in there, right there. Yeah. But you get that crock pot, faith. That's all good and smooth and juicy. I'm telling you. that crock pot.
Oh, boy, you've been around some old people there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mama them. Grandma them.
Yeah, I thank y'all, though, man. I thank y'all just giving me the strength, you know. I'm just going to continue to build my faith muscle, and God bless you and y'all family.
Amen.
Good job, Brother Jonathan. Love you, man. Man, you've been such an inspiration to me, for real, man. I like, you know, like what you talked about earlier. Well met, man. It's not a new story. It's not a new book. It's not nothing new. It's what it is, and I got to grow from it, and God going to get the glory one way or the other, and that's important because the other – We always say, yeah, I'm going to go through it and God get the glory. But what if it doesn't turn out favorably? Right. He's still getting glory. You know, I'm going to still continue to do his will. And his purpose shall be done in my life. Brother George.
Man, I tell you, I was just, you know, thinking about their patience, man. And it's really hit home for me. Still dealing with me with patience. Because I got to be patient now that I'm not in a relationship. And y'all heard me talk about that before. Mm. And Faith got tested this week, and I'll talk about that on the next call. But I just want to thank you, brothers, man, because, you know, we have to be patient, even with every step of the way, man, is being patient and getting on these calls and knowing how important it is and to take the time to just love on each other. You know, like we always do, man. And that love goes a long way. Love is not known until it's shown. But to be able to be on here with these brothers and to be a part of it, I really, you know, I thank God every day for Rick, you know, for Rick inviting me to be a part of this. And it's just, it takes people like Rick and brothers that y'all know, like yourself, to invite men to come because it will change their life. Right. These calls will change their lives. It has changed my life, and I just want to thank y'all, and looking forward to next Tuesday as well, man. And I thank you for your brother's rawness and your love and everything. Okay, amen.
Oh yeah, good job, Brother John. Next Tuesday, me and Jerome and Brother George, they talked about Brother George leading on discussion about men and roles and relationships. Hopefully, Brother George is still down for that. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I think we got like a really good diverse age group.
Right.
Of different kind of guys that with different kind of life experiences. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be powerful. I'm sure it is. So right. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Amen.
Tonight in talking about patience, I was sitting here and I was thinking about, you know, we've been on here for over a year on Tuesday nights, right? And the things we talk about and the things we learn and the takeaways. We always get to this point of takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, like, do I actually take it away and apply it?
Mm, right, yeah.
And I think that's the thing. Mm-hmm.
Is we like, got to do that.
Yeah, it's in these takeaways, applying it. Because if we are not applying things we're learning, we are just here as a show. And right. I don't think that's what this was intended to be.
Right.
It's a show. It's to change our lives and that we may change other people's
lives. Correct.
Right. And I say all that to say I'm truly grateful for you guys. I appreciate each and every one of you and what each and every one of you bring to the table, you know, and inspecting my life.
Amen.
Good job, Brother Prince. Love you, man. And that to the application, I'm in school. And so when I'm doing my schoolwork, I got all the videos saved. And so with the caption, I remember what everybody taught. So if I'm struggling with something, I click on that video while I'm doing my work, man, and just let it I'm meditating on what's said. And I try to apply it the best I can. You know, we're going to always struggle with things, but man, the application is very, very important. Mm-hmm. Good job, Brother Friend. Brother Josh.
Besides the fact that I need to talk to my mama and them and get some credit on some of them whoopings I got off that scripture y'all was talking about, I think one of the things, well, two of the things actually tied, you know, the situation I called you about yesterday and we talked about. I started thinking about it yesterday a little bit after I got you. I went back and read your message on what you were going to be teaching about and after tonight. I need to work on my patience because how can I have that short of patience with family and stay at work? I got blessed out by this guy and told how I wasn't nothing for about 10 or 15 minutes and then lose it with him, but I do with family. So I need to check that and really get in my word and meditate on the patience part and make sure that I'm doing that full circle because it can't be, you know what I'm saying, short fuse with the family and then, you know, a mile long with strangers. And then Prentice, you know, last Thursday, I was in the bathroom at work and I think it was a lot of pollen in there. Stuff was in my eyes and I was praying that prayer we talked about last week. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you, Prentice. I appreciate you, Ty, for the conversation we had recently. I appreciate all you brothers for the conversations we've had prior and conversations that we will have. And I love y'all.
Good job, bro. Good job, man. Anytime, I love you too, man. You know, that's what we here for. We're going to rock this thing out until whatever. Brother Dakota.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, brothers. Yeah, Josh, one thing about family, man, family will make you lose it, bro, with stuff like that because they know you better than anybody and whatnot. But you just got to continue to pray and whatnot with that. But like somebody said, even as far as marriage, people, your wife, she sleeps next to you every night, and that's the one that knows how to push your buttons. I'm not going to get mad at the mailman like that, like I will with my sister-in-laws and in-laws and whatnot, but it's something about family. They just can do that, and you got to pray for that. You know, as far as patience is concerned, before Elder Price retired, Elder Price was my foreman at the City of Columbia, you know, and I had to exercise patience every day from slapping the fire out of them and whatnot because, you know, that's just how that was and whatnot. You got to have, I had to exercise patience every day with that. but that's one thing about it. Patience is a part of the fruit of the spirit. I know Brother John, I know he had to have a lot of patience because he's wearing a Broncos shirt and they trying to steal Aaron Rodgers away.
Oh my God.
But you got to have patience for that.
Oh my God.
Every last one of you brothers, God bless you. I love all of y'all and whatnot, man. And let us all practice patience because we need that. We don't want to lose our temper and lose our walk with Christ and lose our words. So we got to have that patience. Amen. Right. God bless you, brothers.
Amen.
I'm having patience right now with you.
Love you, bro. Yeah, Jonathan biting his tongue right now. Jonathan biting his tongue. Brother Robert.
Before I take my Brother Jerome, you all right?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just checking out. It's like I thank God for patience. And Printer's asked the question in his nuggets closing that do we apply it to our lives, our takeaways? Well, I just want to share that tonight, that question about virtue, patience is a virtue. I stumble on that one. And what that does for me is it makes me go back to my library and I got to put in more time and work because I count myself to be somebody that studies heavily. And even though we on the Zoom call for this reason, to strengthen one another and to help other folks, and I'm godly thankful for it. But for me, I should know that. And that's just me talking. That's just where I am. So I appreciate the brothers. I love you guys, man. And this is what it's all about, because that may just come up later on in the future, short future for me, that I got to be able to take care of that. So I thank you, brothers, man, that y'all brought that to my attention. I love you, and I know it wasn't just for me, but I'm going to take that part from me. And God bless each and every one of you. Patience. Let it have its perfect work. Because we're going to need, especially in Walmart, I laugh a lot. And I go there a lot. I laugh a lot at people. Because, like I said, as soon as they walk in, the first thing they holler is, why don't y'all open up some more of these registers? And I just fall out laughing. I fall out laughing. Man, I love you, brothers. God bless you. Continue to have a blessed week. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Good job, Brother Rob. Love you, too. Love you, too. Brother Charles.
Hey, man. I enjoyed it tonight. This patient thing, I'm still, it's helping me. I'm having to readjust my attitude and my driving.
Right.
I'm the only one, but And it just ain't for my driving. It's for me to become more like Christ. That's the key. And whenever we take this word, like to say, whatever we talk about on Tuesday and apply it to our life, we become more like him. And Jerome, I thank you, man, for bringing this thing up about virtue, because it makes you search for yourself.
Amen.
But when you dig and search for yourself, that's like being a miner. You got a pit, and you in the mine, and you digging, you digging, you find nuggets, and you find that gold, you latch on to that gold. But if I don't put forth no effort to dig, I'll never discover. Right. And that's the same thing it is with the word. We have to get in there and dig. Mm-hmm. And when we dig, God, the Holy Ghost will reveal some things to us that we need right. to know and apply to our everyday life.
Right.
Working on it, Prentice.
Good job, Brother Charles. Love you, man. Love you, Brother Jerome.
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. Patience is one of those things, man, that I always been scared to pray for. Because I always thought praying for patience means that God going to throw some stuff at me. So I'm like, hey, I ain't praying for this. I don't want to pray for something I ain't ready to handle. Right. So I never wanted to pray for patience, man, because I need patience, but I'm scared to pray for it. You know, the only way you're going to get patience is you got to go through something. You got to deal with something.
Amen.
It works that way, but that's how I felt about it. I thought this was a good lesson, a good idea. I'm deep, guys. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put it out there. I just got a phone call from my wife. And I'm going to tell you how my patience done got tested. Robert was right. What's wrong? Robert asked me what's wrong. My wife left the house to go somewhere, and she said the car started acting up. So my thought process is, when the car start acting up, you turn around and you come back home. That's what I would do. But she went on ahead thinking that something wrong with the car, and she drove 30 minutes out. Mm. So now something is really wrong with the car, and I got to go get her, probably. But my thought process is my patience has been tested, because I'm like, hey, as soon as you hear something wrong with the car, you just turn around and come back home. Right. You don't keep going. You come right. back home. It's dark. It's night. So pray for me, guys. Pray for me.
Amen. Amen.
It's been a good lesson.
You better call me.
Jerome.
Love you. Great to say we got to apply what we learned tonight.
Amen.
Princess said it best.
Amen.
Good job, Jay. Good job, man. You're gonna be all right. Love you, man. Before I turn it over to Brother John, let him pray us out, man.
Oh, amen.
My thing, man, I don't know. For me, patience, it just always felt like an optional thing. You know what I mean? Because of my lack of understanding of what true patience was. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'd be patient on that, but this here I'm gonna do myself. The next thing come up, I let God have it. This right here, I think I can do it. So let me go ahead. I ain't gonna bother God. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I ain't no genius now. My thought process is jacked up, but that's how I always dealt with things. Right. Hey, it always just felt like optional, and I know it's not optional. I just gotta be better in it. And I'm gonna, like Jerome say, I ain't scared to pray for patience now. So that's my takeaway. Right. Love you guys. Looking forward to Brother George bringing this. I'm ready to jump in, dive in, and put my 2 cents in it, too. So take us on,
hey guys, Brother George. Hey, let me say this before Brother George get on. The next week, guys, Brother George is going to be teaching a good lesson. I would like for us to be open and be honest about where
Please.
We are. You know, Please. Be transparent about where we are. I'm always, but it's going to be a very good lesson talking about helping. Because, guys, believe it or not, we're going to be helping a lot of people next week talking about relationships. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about it not from a woman's perspective, but from our perspective, what we should be doing as men. So a lot of people might get something out of that next week. So I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely. Amen.
All right. All right, let's look to the Lord. So gracious and merciful Father, we come now thanking you for on tonight. Father, we thank you how the Holy Spirit went through the airways on the night. It went to every heart, every mind, every soul, and every spirit. Father, we thank you for these men of God that's on this call on tonight. Yes, Father, Jesus. Continue to fill them with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father, a special prayer, dispatch your ministering angels to be with them, to lead them and guide them and instruct them in all things to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father, as we continue to seek God and God alone, Father, as we have talked about patience tonight, Father, give us that patience, the patience that even surpasses all of our understanding as we continue to trust, lean, and depend on you, Father, because you said if it's anything that we want, we can ask it in your name, in Jesus' name, and you will give it to us. And Father, for that, we want to say thank you. Father, I thank you for these men of God. Lord, continue to use them, because look, guys, only what we do for Christ will ever last as we continue on this Christian journey. And when we meet on Tuesday night, Father, we ask that you open up our hearts, our minds, and our souls and our spirit as we talk about relationships on next Tuesday. And Lord, as we talk about the relationship we have with you as well, Lord, continue to give us the spirit of Jesus Christ always and forever. Yes, Father, we ask all these precious gifts that you stir up in us, virtue, patience, and everything that we need that only comes from you and you alone. Father, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Jesus. And let our God's men say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen. Let's thank Jonathan for finding that one number, man. I don't take that for granted, because without that one number, I don't know if this would have happened tonight. Love you,
man. I was getting ready to bust up crying, man, if I couldn't got on tonight.
You know, I'm going to bring that briefcase for you, God, so, you know.
I got you.
I done ran out of tissue.
I got you. Pray for Jerome. Y'all pray for Jerome. Prentice know him. I know him. Now that he done logged off, that temperature rise. That temperature rise. He gonna be acting like George Jefferson by the time he get to him.
Go before him, Lord. Meet him and
get there. Yes, sir. Yes.
I see y'all, man.
Amen.
All right, bye-bye.
Love y'all. All right, I would go.